Juan unties his bandana and wipes the back of his neck. As the truck pulls out of the driveway, he looks up at my window and greets me with a jerk of his head. I wave back. At sundown, I gather my Bible and Miss Murty May's verse. Outside, Kate and Cal are waiting for me in the truck. "I hope we're doing the right thing," Kate says as she puts the truck in reverse. Together we ride to Zachary's trailer. Antler has rolled up the streets for the night. All the shops are closed, and Erlene is pulling out of the real estate office in her old Volkswagen. The muffler roars and spits down the road long after she disappears. Under the elm, Wiley Womack closes his giant umbrella above his stand. One by one, he places the syrup bottles in a box. Cal and I get the steps out of the pickup truck. Then the three of us knock on Zachary's door. It takes him only a minute to answer. "What's wrong?" Zachary asks. Kate steps forward and says, "Zachary Beaver, we're here to take you to your baptism." Zachary backs away from the door. "What?" "Your baptism," Kate explains. "It's what you want, Zachary. You know it is. Let us help you."